decided to sit down and write a little something. But I said, geez, I haven't seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you would miss me so much.
Good evening. It's just past 12:30 in the morning, and you are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the sounds of a wetland on Saturna Island, British Columbia. For more information, you can visit wetlandproject.com and tweet to @wetlandproject. The Pacific chorus frogs, as you can hear, continue their crazy party, croaking out to each other in an almost overwhelming display of otherworldly glee. Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone's health is in our hands, now more than ever. The COVID Alert app on my phone notifies me if I've been in contact with someone who recently tested and declared positive. Protecting my health and that of my loved ones is at my fingertips. I can simply download the COVID Alert app, an app that respects my privacy. Visit quebec.ca/COVID alert to learn how to download the app. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you.
sit down and write a little something. But I said, tease out, I seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, wow, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you would miss me so much.
Thank you. The Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
Kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'll start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'd have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Alors, bon matin et bienvenue sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM. Vous écoutez le lendemain de la veille pour le 23 novembre. Et nous avons aujourd'hui, comme d'habitude, Ramon Vitesse avec sa chronique hebdomadaire. Mais il a un invité spécial avec lui. On est très heureux d'accueillir dans notre studio virtuel Christian Quesnel. Alors, bon matin tout le monde.
Bonjour Tamara, merci beaucoup pour ça. Alors, Christian Quesnel, c'est pas le moindre BDiste au Québec, loin s'en faut, vous allez le voir, c'est un garçon discret. Peu de gens connaissent ou ont vu ensemble sur son œuvre, mais quand même, ça fait une trentaine d'années facile que Christian Quesnel agit à titre de BDiste professionnel. Disons d'emblée que c'est quelqu'un qui met l'emphase sur l'exploration et ses influences sont extrêmement diverses. Peut-être qu'on pourrait commencer avec ça pour présenter Christian Quesnel, qui, peut-on le préciser, vient de la région de l'Outaouais. C'est quelque chose qui marque aussi son parcours.